Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we're on the road again. Santa Clara is the destination. The Super Bowl.
I'm with that.
And it was a good weekend for the Eagles. Lions go down. Hughes Lions. Packers go down. The NFC. It was a gift to the Eagles this week, and the division is obviously over. We've been discussing that.
Well, definitely a gift. Yeah. No, I'm saying it's a gift, but it's still not division. Over.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is. Now it's about seeding, and it's about handling business. Eagles-Packers next week. Jalen Phillips in the fold. That was a big trade by Howie Roseman to get a pass rusher here, third-round pick for Jalen Phillips, who was a big part of what Vic Fangio did down in Miami. He now joins the fold along with Jair Alexander. I do wonder if Howie's done. Does Howie have one more up his sleeve before tomorrow? He's been a lot of trades.
You think about Miles? I don't think Miles. I don't think the Miles Garrett thing is feasible.
Oh, I think that's out.
They'll be done at edge.
Probably done at edge with Brandon Graham and Jalen Phillips.
Hopefully it's enough.
Are we super locked in on our safety group?
No, I'm not.
I mean, the only thing about the two corners we got is we don't get an opportunity to see them before we got to make this, like, before the deadline passes.
Yeah, it just feels like there's more depth here, but who knows what they are,
right.
The corners.
Yeah, I mean, we could be at square one. They could get an O-lineman.
They could get more depth on the O-line, especially on the interior where they've had injury issues the whole year. Maybe a second tight end.
Zach?
The yearly Goddard, missed games thing hasn't really happened yet, right?
Well, he missed some games.
Missed one?
Yeah, maybe one.
I think he missed the Kansas City game in week two. But, like, he hasn't had a, you know, it's unfortunate, but Dallas Goddard always seems to get banged up at some point late in the season. Yeah. I could use a second tight end.
Old reliable?
Bring Zach Ertz home? I'd be into that. That'd be awesome.
Especially yeah, they're about to be on a fire sale, ain't
yeah.
they?
Well, their season is over. They're listening to the show. The Commanders know this is over. 215-592-9494. I haven't checked the Twitter today. Twitter poll question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We asked if you're on board that the NFC East is over. Where do you think the voting came down, you? It was pretty close on this one.
I would say 55% no.
51% no, 49% yes.
Oh, it was closer than that.
Almost dead even.
Yeah, I mean, and people feel, you feel the way you feel. That's the beautiful part about being a fan, because I've had people, you know, like DM me telling me why their reasons, why it's over and all this other stuff.
But they get it.
We all see it differently.
People are DMing
fine.
You as the lights over.
Yeah, man, that's great. That's, you know, they.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Yeah, I'm getting better, though. I'm learning how.
So
I am.
Hey, how about this?
No
if
beef,
we put up
no
if, this if we put up a poll, do you think the Eagles will win the NFC East? I think it'd be 95-5, right? Or 99-1. Like, who's going to vote no? But yet, are you ready to say it's over? That's the trip.
Yeah,
up.
They don't.
Do you believe this will happen? Yeah. What if you have to say it straight with a strong way of saying it? No.
We're getting a little cocky.
Yeah.
But
a little cocky, but that ain't never stopped us.
I mean, also, come on. You're scared of the Cowboys with that defense? No.
I'm not scared of anybody, but, you know.
Well, again, but if someone doesn't win, if the Eagles don't win the division, someone else has to. Like, they don't have just have nobody win it.
Gotta finish this thing out. There's no easy way out, Joe.
But who would win it if it's not the Eagles? So you don't want to say Cowboys because you don't want that to happen.
I refuse to say that. I refuse to say a lot of stuff this morning.
Yeah.
Except for killing an owl that's going to put me in jail.
And give us Thanksgiving back.
Yeah. We had one soapbox an hour from Hugh Douglas. It was the owl.
Should I put up a poll? Do you want Thanksgiving back? You think we'll get a slow news day on that?
Yeah, I didn't know it was gone. Slow news day? Yep. One of those. Yep. All right. Let's. Can we go around the NFL a little bit here? And by the way, congratulations to Dave. Dave was the winner today.
You got the Hess truck.
You got the Hess truck.
Congratulations.
You can go get yours at HessToyTruck.com. Free standard shipping and batteries included. It is an awesome prize. Dave, congratulations for winning it. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls and Hugh's clues. First, though, Hugh, we need to go around the NFL a little bit from yesterday's action. As I thought last week was a boring week in the NFL, I can't say the same for yesterday. I thought yesterday was some of the most fun I had watching games in a while yesterday. There was a lot there. All right, can we start with a record-breaking moment? Not a game
was it?
It was. You had to tell that to Chris Myers and Mark Schlereth. So you probably weren't watching, right? Most of us at 425 were locked in on the Bills and Chiefs. We'll get to that. But one of the other games at 425, here was the Jaguars and Raiders. Not a particularly interesting game, except Cam Little, the kicker for the Jaguars, broke the NFL record yesterday, the longest kick in the history of the NFL. You would think, if you're watching or listening, they're going to mention that right away. They didn't. Let's hear it.
68 yards with 4 seconds remaining. And Trey Tucker is back in the end zone. Maybe he can return this if the Raiders have a chance for points. 68 yards away. It's up there. It's out there. And it's good! It's good from 68! Cam Little. Cam's up big.
You've got to be kidding me. Just driving that ball. You see the low trajectory, but look at this. I mean, that's good from 70.
And this is regular season. Wow. And he's had a rough year, a sophomore slump.
They missed the boat.
There's a 22-second gap, if you watch the video, from when the kick goes through. No mention that is the longest field goal in the history of the NFL. What are they doing?
And you know what immediately happened? I got some friends of mine sent me something where he got drug tested today.
Cam Little?
Yeah, he got drug
kicker.
Tested. Yeah, he got drug tested. They sent the picture of him being, you know, they checking him out.
Yeah.
Checking to see if he, you see this? Checking to see if.
Cam Little got it. Yeah.
Yeah,
LMAO already. He's having a good time with that.
Yeah.
My guess is he's not on steroids.
But that's not on Schlereth and that's not on old boy.
Chris Myers?
Yeah, Chris.
But they're the announcers.
Yeah, but I think that's on the spotter.
But they have to know going in, right?
Well, they have to know before that moment that if he makes it, that there's probably history in the making.
So I could take Schlereth off the hook. Chris Myers has been calling NFL games for, 20 years? He's got to have a sense that is either the longest or it's one of the longest.
I hear what you're saying.
So you can get off the air with your producer and say, is this it? Is this the record? Like, he's got to tell us that.
Yeah, there's some somebody dropped the ball on both sides.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's the spotter. Because you have people that are watching the game that should be checking to see if that's out, like 68 yards. Somebody should say, damn, that's a long-ass field goal.
It's probably the longest ever. So, someone's got to say that.
Yeah.
Again, if I didn't tell you and you heard that, would you have known that was an NFL record?
No.
He didn't say anything.
No.
All right, that was not great. Here's what's worse. The Bengals defense. I think it's the worst in the history of the NFL. They are making bad teams, bad or average quarterbacks, put up like 40, 50 points in a game. The Jets last week, we know Hughes Jets, you know, they struggle, right?
Yeah.
They had 500 yards last week. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, the Bengals scored 42, came all the way back to take the lead. There's like 20 seconds to go in the game. So you figure, all right, if there's any chance the Bears to come back, they're going to have to get a field goal, right? Nope. Straight down the field, touchdown.
March.
The Bengals are giving up as many yards and points as anyone I've ever seen. And it sounds like the offensive players in Cincinnati, Hugh, have had it. Here is the running back, Chase Brown, after the game.
We just got to play complimentary football. Like, we put the ball in the end zone and go up a point at the end, finish the game. Like, just end it. Like, that's it. Like, that's what we need to do. Just end the game. Like, make them get us the ball back, let us go to 22 victory, and let's end the game. That's how I feel. Any playmaker on this team, any position, like, we're all willing to do whatever it takes to win. We just gotta finish. I think that's like what you go into this bye week thinking and kind of repeating to yourself is just finish these damn games. Please finish them.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Bengals defense yesterday, Hugh, gave up 576 yards a week after giving up 500 yards.
Yeah. I will say this to that. You're entitled to feel the way that you feel. But to get out there and let that be known, that's – I'm disappointed in a young cat.
That's messy.
That is super messy,
it's
man.
It's not great.
That is super messy. I understand his feelings. Because those are two tough weeks to be in a situation where you're trying to win games. But for you to air out the dirty laundry like that on national television, well, not national, but you know what I mean, local TV.
It's become national.
That's messy. And there's going to come a time because, I mean, let's keep it a bean. It's not like, you know, you're not Corey Dillon back there running the toting the rock. That's not who you are. And, you know, you've benefited a lot from the fact that they really haven't had good running backs. Like, you're playing more. Keep that in mind, man. And not taking shots, but, man, every time you point a finger at somebody, you got 3 points back at you. You know what I mean? And that's the point you have to make, because that defense, they know they play bad. They know they're stinking up the joint. It doesn't help when a teammate says that to you.
No, that's bad. Bad. It's bad for the coach, bad for the locker room. Now,
that's bad business.
To be fair, now, he can't say it. I think it's the worst defense I've ever seen.
Yeah, I can say it, or you can say it, if that's the way you feel. But for you to be in that locker room and for you to say it like that, man, that's a bad look on you, bro, for real.
I actually think it's to the point where there should be an asterisk next to everyone that plays the Bengals this season. Like, it's like the steroid era for baseball. If you play the Bengals.
Really? Looking at the Bengals like, really? That's what y'all going?
I mean, they allowed the Jets and Bears to rack up 500 yards each in back-to-back weeks.
Man, and could you imagine if they did get rid of Trey Hendrickson this offseason?
It's crazy. I mean, they're terrible on that side of the football. All right, so the Bears beat the Bengals yesterday in a crazy shootout, 47-42. The big game, though, yesterday, of course, were the Chiefs and the Bills up in Buffalo. It was a big day for Josh Allen. The Bills win the game. The Chiefs have dropped to 5-4, currently outside of the playoff picture.
But also still the Super Bowl betting favorite.
Which is kind of wild.
That's crazy.
It is. We'll see how long that lasts.
That's crazy.
But the game was really good back and forth. The game's always good between the Bills and the Chiefs, including to the point where Tony Romo was just so excited he started making some strange noises.
And you'll see right here, hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was...
What do you think of that one, Hugh?
I had some ideas, but I don't think I could share them. Sound like he lost control of something. Sound like some control issues.
One more time. Let's hear one more time.
Or unless he farted like a and let one like he let one rip.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
No. That just sounds bad.
Now he does. He does like to make the weird, strange noises in the booth. I mean, this isn't the first time. That one was a little.
Well,
was
wait a
lot.
Minute. When is he? When does he start? Since he got the Botox, he started doing this.
No, he's been doing it for a while.
You think it's the result of the Botox?
Messy. That was messy.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think we ever
I just sat up here and did a whole thing.
Yeah, we never said anything about the Botox. We just said he looked different.
I just sat up here and did a whole thing about not being messy. But Tony Moreau, he ain't my friend. No, he ain't my quarterback.
He does look different.
He does.
He looked different, dog. He had work done. I need some work, though. I'm putting my face back like this.
You know, it's just. I think this is a poll for tomorrow. Should Hugh Douglas
you
have work done?
Yeah. I'm going to get some work done. I'm going to definitely. Hey, listen. I need to find. Who's the hair dude around here? Because didn't somebody used to work here used to have a hair dude?
Yeah, there's a few hair dudes.
I need a hair dude because I'm about to get an afro.
You tried that already.
I'm going to do it again. I've been feeling. I'm going to go for the fro.
But I thought we talked about once you come home, you can go back.
They got, like, I saw the thing over in Taekwondo. Taekwondo?
It's not Taekwondo.
Taiwan Walker, the Philly. No. Taiwan. The state, the country, whatever it is.
The Midday Show, where you get smarter every day.
But the point that I'm trying to make is they have a hair serum now.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
We're going to go ahead and make
it. It is 2025.
I don't know what the after effects are.
Once you go home, you can't go back thing. That's not true anymore.
Yeah, I need to see somebody because I want a mini fro. I want a hairline.
I think it's a good bit for the show if you put the spray or whatever.
I want to do the fro. I want to do the whole shebang.
We'll take a picture every day of Hugh's hair as it's growing back.
I just need to put it like right here in the middle.
Yeah.
If I get it right there, I'll be good.
All right, so that'll be great. Tomorrow, very serious show, trade deadline, and should Hugh Douglas get work done?
No, I'm going to get work done. I'm going to get afro. I got to get back in the game, man.
What game exactly is this?
I don't know. This single thing. It ain't,
oh, I got
you. Know,
gotcha.
Getting closer to holidays, you know.
So you're in your feelings for Thanksgiving and girlfriend. And
then
I just found out
we ain't got to go to Chicken Pizza tonight. I got to figure out what the meal going to consist of. Because I'm pretty sure right now Pete Cherokee is claiming me on his taxes.
He should? How often you eat there?
Oh, no. You know what? I just remembered. Still got that meal. He makes these specialty plates. He made some meatloaf the other day. I forgot I still got that.
I love meatloaf.
Pete makes some mean meatloaf, dude, for real. Pete makes some meat. Shout out to Chicken Peace, man. Ain't going to see y'all tonight, so got to fend for myself.
Hopefully Hugh makes it.
He's going to be off getting worked on.
This guy's unbelievable.
I'm going to get it. Like, next year, I plan on, like, say, if it all depends on when we find a hair doctor.
Yeah.
Because next year, I plan on having my own hair when I...
I just want to make it clear. You did this once.
No, I'm going to do it again. But they missed the spot. They just got to get this spot.
Is there a chance this was user error?
Well, no, because it hurt. No, that hurt.
They missed the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, they missed the cul-de-sac.
The whole point was the cul-de-sac.
But it hurt. Like, dude, I don't care what nobody says.
You're not selling it, Hugh.
Getting your hair replaced hurts. But I'm thinking about doing it.
Let's go to Brandon up next on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, man? What's up?
What's going on,
Brandon? What's up?
Why didn't y'all let me know that Kyle yell at people if you don't agree with him?
Mm-hmm. Who's yelling?
Who's yelling?
Kyle yelled at me on the
Saturday. Oh, Kyle!
Like, man,
why you yelling at me?
He badgers the witness.
That's what Kyle does.
I put you on the air.
The crazy thing about it is, he's my he's my favorite producer, you know what I'm saying, out of all the shows. He's yelling at me, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. I'm like, you got it.
He yells at us every day. We're just used to it. Just ignore him. That's what we do.
You know what, Joe? Honestly, I called to yell at you, but the more I sat back and realized what you were saying, mm-hmm. I'm not completely there. My thing is, because what's your fascination with always needing to call the divisions early?
You know, this is just how he wrote.
Yeah, that's how he gets.
Probably a character flaw of mine. There's something wrong with me, but I don't know. I guess it just hit me last night as I watched the game. Right when Jaden Daniels got hurt, which is unfortunate. No, never want to see anyone get hurt. But when I saw him get hurt, I was like, oh, well, they're done. The Giants are terrible, and I don't believe in the Cowboys. So I started thinking about it, and then I'm driving in this morning, Brandon, and they make the trade for Jalen Phillips. I'm like, all right, Eagles are getting better here. The rest of the division is over. And then I said it to Hugh this morning, and he was scared in the meeting. So then I said, we should talk about this, see where everyone else is at.
So I feel you. So to be honest, when you did the math thing, that's what really got me, because I was looking, and I'm like, the math is not really in the other team's favor. So I think that's kind of what kind of took me over to the side.
He definitely did the math.
Yeah, but I'm still not, you know what I'm saying, because here's the thing. Like, we had some ugly games at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And to be honest, Petullo has had two good games, or a good game and a half. We don't know if Petullo, you know, got all of the, you know, what you like, the bad play calling out of his
the bad mojo.
Yet. You know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of gives me pause. Like, to be honest, I do think the Eagles are going to, you know what I'm saying, go back to back, you know what I'm saying, with the division. But just with so many games left, I'm not comfortable just poking my chest out and being like, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Like, I gotta let it play out.
I get it.
I'm a little closer to your side from when I first started the call.
I'll count that as a win. I tally my wins with the callers versus Hugh's losses, so I'll take that. Brandon, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's clues?
So I'm trying to put myself, you know what I'm saying, in Hugh's head. Like I told Kyle, Hugh's weird, and we all know that.
I mean, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
You my man. Trust me, you my man.
He is weird.
Is it, definitely. Is it Roderick Tatum, the guy who, you know what I'm saying, who they based Mike Tyson off of on The Simpsons?
Oh, it's a fun guess. That's not, Brandon, that's not it. Mm-mm. But I like the creativity. And again, and Mike was just a guest of our show a few months ago. All right, Hugh. It's 1:17. I think you should give the fourth clue out right now. I mean, we are getting, it's crunch time now. We need the four. Why don't you roll through the first three clues, get the fourth clue out there. We have a 4-pack of tickets, the Flyers and the Sabres on December 3rd. We're going as a show. We'd love you to come with us. 4-pack of tickets. He'll give everyone all the clues right now.
Yes. This is a cartoon character, number one. Character on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Voiced by a famous actor.
Mm-hmm.
He has a unique hairstyle. That reminds me of somebody, but I'm not allowed to say who, because if I do, I'm going to get in trouble.
So the character, the Simpsons character has a unique hairstyle,
somebody
right?
Somebody in the city. That's all I'm doing.
I just want to clarify. Yeah. The Simpsons character has the unique hairstyle.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's a fair amount of clues. I think the last one really should push people in the right direction.
Yes.
All right. I like how you say you're not allowed to say it, but it reminds you of someone in the city. That's very vague.
Nobody know.
Don in Wilmington is up. What's up, Don?
Hi. I think I got it on the first clue, but I wanted to say I hope Dallas loses tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if the Eagles win the next two games, I'm all in. And I know Hugh probably wouldn't be all in because he wants 5 games, but if they win the next two, I'm all in.
Well, if they win the next two and get to 8-2, we're starting to talk about number one seed.
Hugh doesn't have 5 games.
I just think they're the next two difficult and that everything else should be, we should win.
Yeah, so I would look at it like this, Don. To me, we have 3 really tough games left. I would say the next two and then the Buffalo game in late December. I think the Chargers game feels like a challenge. I wouldn't call it. It's not the same level as the other three I just mentioned. But then the other games besides that, Dallas, all right, it's a semi-challenge. The Raiders stink. I don't respect the Bears very much. The Commanders without Jaden Daniels, they're no problem. And the Raiders stink, right? So I think we got 4 or 5 wins left, even if the other ones are a little tricky. So that takes us to 10 or 11, Don. We're in good shape here. The Cowboys aren't winning 11 games.
Well, no. I was thinking more like 14 games
that's
for the
14.
Eagles.
14. I mean, then this thing is a wrap.
That sounds pretty good.
That's a wrap. All right, Don, what do you got for me? What is your guess for Hugh's Clues?
Okay, first I'm going to tell you this. The first clue was, it's on TV, a cartoon on The Simpsons, right?
We
there's a cartoon on The Simpsons on TV.
Sure.
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, he was getting
yes, yes, Don, you got it.
We'll move past this.
Congratulations, Don. Congratulations. You are headed to the Flyers game with us on December 3rd. By then, the Eagles probably will have clinched the NFC, so we could celebrate with Don. We'll hang out, watch the Flyers and the Sabres. Who's on the Sabres these days, Kyle? They have Dominik Hasek anymore?
They're a pretty bad team.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was trying to think if I could name anyone on their team, and then I just kept going back to Dominik Hasek, who played like 25 years ago, right? It's been a long time since Hasek played. You got any Sabres offhand? I don't.
Only one I know is the one that works for us. They used to be Danny Briere.
Oh, Danny Briere.
Yeah, used to be a Sabre.
He came
from the Sabres.
Current Sabres. Yeah.
No.
I'm excited for the game. December 3rd, we will be there. We got more tickets to give away over the course of the week. All right. Hugh, did you question earlier if Kelsey Grammer was actually famous?
Well, it's like I remember Kelsey Grammer from Cheers.
What about Frasier?
I didn't watch Frasier.
But you knew of Frasier.
Well, I knew of it, but I didn't know that's what made him famous. I didn't know Frasier was on the air for a while.
A long time.
Yeah, see, I didn't realize that. He worked with his real brother, too, right? That was his for real brother.
Oh, Niles?
I think it was his for real brother.
You know what? I watched Frasier. If that's true, I didn't realize that.
I thought it was his for real brother because they kind of look alike.
We can go with that.
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay, you look that up. I think Frasier is... I think Kelsey Grammer is very famous, and that's why when you said famous voice, in this role, I thought it was a good clue. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. We'll get to you people before we head out today. Afternoon show coming up after us, but it was a fun sports weekend. It really was across it. I mean, the Sixers, tough game on Friday, but then bounced back last night. A little up and down with the Flyers action. Great NFL over the weekend yesterday.
It was.
World Series Game 7, but I think we have to address it. A couple L's Hugh Douglas took over the weekend, including a big one in the Auburn game on Saturday night. This one pertains to the show. You're going to want to hear this next. Hugh Douglas took a big ol' L on Saturday night. That's next. It's something that's going to get a lot of run on this show. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hugh, this song's for you. Listen, we all take some L's sometimes.
Yeah, we do. I'm okay with that.
And this weekend, you took quite a few. So I guess we could start with the Lions. You became Detroit Douglas last week.
Yes.
A lot of bravado. I mean, you really took the mantle for me. Last year, I was the one, you know, saying the Lions really good. You kind of took that last week. I gave it to you. You're a Lions guy now. Mm-hmm.
We had Motor City Hugh.
Motor City Hugh. And then they lay a big old egg at home against J.J. McCarthy.
Stinky turd.
Okay, so that was a tough one, so we start there.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week, we were having the MVP discussion, Jalen Hurts, and is he a smart bet? And yeah, a pretty big soapbox about Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And then he turned the ball over five times yesterday.
He reverted.
Five.
Any given Sunday.
But five times kind of takes you out of the MVP race.
Yeah, it does. But it was any given Sunday, anything can happen. And he had a bad Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bad Sunday.
So so what's your response to the pair of L's?
Any given Sunday?
Okay.
No, like when I tell you, people went out of their way to peacock around. Say, oh, I tried to tell you. No, yeah. You like, with all due respect, you ain't told me nothing. We got a lot of football left to be played.
To be fair, now, you do that all the time.
But to be fair, I will give you one. Five turnovers does knock you out of the MVP.
I just can't imagine him winning the MVP now.
I will give you that one. Detroit Lions still look like they could be a whole problem.
Yeah, we got to play them, right.
Green Bay is – I never thought Green Bay was that great.
That's a W for Hugh.
You're weaving a W in. Okay.
Yeah,
I get that.
No, I'm saying I get it. I get it. But Green Bay, I didn't think Green Bay was that great. I still think that Detroit's going to be a problem.
Also, your Panthers, I mean.
They're pretty decent. 5-4, and they're
scrappy.
In the mix.
And they had some injuries, too, because Leggett, had a little bit of an illness.
Yeah.
He was dealing with something.
They are scrappy.
Yeah. They're playing well.
Yes, they are. All right, so there were a pair of L's there, but then we get this third L, and to be totally fair, this has nothing to do with anything Hugh has talked about. I don't think he's ever mentioned this team or the school. But just listen to it, because the Auburn football team's in a tough way, and they wanted their coach out. Just listen. It feels like something we can repurpose here on the Midday Show. Let's take a listen.
Fire what?
Fire Hugh, as in Hugh Freeze, their head coach.
Oh, wow. They're trying to get him up
out
of there.
Oh, no, it worked. They fired him the next morning.
Well, I tell you what, that college football, like you talk about the NFL jobs, but the SEC has lost. Hugh Freeze, what?
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly. I was about to say Chip Kelly. And who else is on the hot seat? I think that's about it.
Well, I know the Florida coach got knocked out of there, too.
Oh, yeah, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he did get fired because they got an interim coach in Florida. Yeah, it's been a tough week for the SEC, man.
So, I mean, who cares about Hugh Freeze getting fired at Auburn? Really, now when we don't like one of your takes, we could play this.
Fire! So, I want to shout out to one of our great listeners.
Who they sent that
Matt,
to?
Who sent it to me on Twitter this weekend. That.
Shout out to him.
It is amazing.
And like when I saw it, I quite literally like burst out laughing out loud. Yeah. It's so funny.
Fire you! Fire you! Fire you! Fire you!
Well, how about the mob mentality? They fired him the next morning. Now, he probably earned it by his record. I mean, whatever they are, I'm sure they're not doing well. But, I mean, the people spoke and they fired you.
I mean, man, I tell you what. And the thing about college football, they don't mind paying out them like that money. Mm-hmm. Just leave.
Was it Hugh Freeze, the guy with Michael Orr, with that whole thing? Remember Michael Orr, the offensive tackle? He had the story where he lived with the family.
Yeah, and they got in trouble as the story progressed.
I think that was Hugh Freeze.
Was it Hugh Freeze?
I think it was. Sure. I think Hugh Freeze was the guy from the story, and then he became a big-time, high-level coach, and now he's fired.
I'm just so excited about the versatility.
Can we just hear one more time? Just in case he has a bad take.
We have now an actual crowd chanting "Fire Hugh." I mean, we didn't have to make this up.
No
AI. Like, no fancy schmancy.
No, it's real. That's
producer
all real
stuff. Yeah. Like, that is just real.
Fire! 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 Fire!
That guy's horrible.
So the question is, how judicious do we have to be with this? Is this like a caller gets mad at Hugh and Kyle plays it? Is it we're annoyed at Hugh's takes?
Yeah, I mean,
it can't be an everyday thing. Every
I
segment.
Think it's when you get annoyed with my takes.
Okay.
Yeah, because like, that happens quite often.
It does.
Now, I'll have to find a balance because there's times where Hugh will come up with a take and I'll hit him with,
oh, get the hell out of here.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
But now it's like, you know, I got to go back and forth. Fire!
That was cool.
But this one has to be one where I think, like, the collective is against Hugh. Like, because a lot of times it's Hugh is on the side of the people.
Today he's not, actually.
No.
Well, it's not like it's a split today.
Yeah, right.
I guess it's split.
But every now and then, Hugh will have one of those takes where he's like, he's the 10%.
Yeah.
He's... And when the 90% is against them, we have fire Hugh chance now.
Yeah, I would dig in.
It's really a great drop. And it's
that
so
is cool. That is.
That's 20,000 people at least.
And they got him up out of there.
Yeah. That's well, that's why you need to be worried if we play it. I mean, the crowd.
It clearly works.
It's crowd mentality.
They can't get me up out of here.
Well, they're loud.
I'm entrenched. I have a take that lives in infamy in everybody's head rent free.
The one that's on life support?
Every time something happens defensively, they want to bring it up.
Well, I mean, the Eagles did just trade a third round pick.
They want to yell at
me. The Eagles did just trade a pretty, you know, high pick for a rental for a defensive player. I mean, does that add to your take or hurt it?
I'll let y'all have that.
Oh,
y'all
so it hurts it. You just don't want to
You're
do
welcome.
It.
Yeah. Y'all can have that.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Just make sure we're on the same page. They're renting a defensive player, not an offensive player.
You're welcome. You can have that.
Okay. I consider that you accepting another L.
Okay, that's fine, too. We'll do that. Okay. We'll do that. But I'm rent-free.
Okay.
Let's go. Fire!
That is pretty good. That is so loud.
It is. I mean, the AD had no choice. They had to fire Hugh. All right, let's go to Frankie in Horsham. What's up, Frankie? Frankie?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Frankie, what's up?
Kid.
Frankie.
Sure. I think Frankie, the moment was too big
for
Frankie.
Well, I really wanted to talk to Frankie because he had a big take about you and owls.
Yeah, he called me and said, Hugh knows nothing about owls.
And Frankie would be right. But I know enough to know that if an owl's in my home, more than likely, you know, it's going to be a problem.
He was about to cook you on it.
Now that we go back to that, why wouldn't you just open all Frankie the doors and windows? Wouldn't that do the trick first?
I would assume.
Because the owl doesn't want to be in there.
I would assume. I don't know, like, I guess I would have to be there because his wife, 72 text messages.
Yeah, and the like, son. And the son was not helpful, apparently.
And how old is the son? Is he, like, a teenager?
I don't know. I mean, how old is Brian Schottenheimer? Probably, like, 50-something? So, like,
so his son's probably in his teens, early teens?
Yeah, we could probably guess that.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm wondering how the owl got in the house, number one.
Well, someone left a door open. Like the garage door or, like, an outside kind of door.
And the owls have pretty long wings. That's what I'm saying, Joe. Owls have pretty – well, some of the bigger owls have long wings. Yeah. I'm just wondering how did all this happen.
If I had to guess, the owl – it was an accident. The owl didn't want to actually end up in Brian Schottenheimer's house.
No, I would assume that.
Yeah, let's go to Aaron in Denver up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, I had one quick stat on the Bungles here quick, and then if I could comment on the Eagles.
Sure.
That'd be great. I thought I saw since 2011, the Bengals have drafted like 58 defensive players, not a single Pro Bowler on the defensive side.
So, I mean, the only one of any note that I could think of off the top of my head is Trey Hendrickson is obviously a good player. But the other, I mean, they've had a lot of bad ones. I mean, they really, and it's crazy because they're still, even without Burrow, like, you know, with Flacco in there, they're putting up 40 points. Like, they're scoring more than enough points to win, and they can't win.
But they can't stop anybody.
No.
It's sad. So, one comment on the Eagles. I usually agree with Hugh, but I'm actually going to side with you Joe. I believe the division's over, and this is coming from a lousy, stinking Cowboys fan.
Oh, wow. No, so even you see it. Even you see the writing on the wall. Yeah, I mean, like, go ahead.
Well, of course, because as a Cowboys fan, who are we going to stop? We can't stop anybody.
I mean, the only reason we're not talking about the Cowboys as the worst defense in the league is because the Bengals exist, Aaron. Otherwise, it would be your team.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm tired of actually giving the Cowboys any kind of credit. I started to just a little bit, and then Dak does Dak things when he plays a defense that has a top five, you know, it's a pass defense, top
crazy.
Five pass defense, Broncos, and he couldn't do anything. So he reverted back to the Dak that we all know and love.
Yeah, which is, and he look, he's having a good season there. I mean, we appreciate the phone call. They're probably going to win tonight. They'll probably beat the Raiders. People will jump on and say, see, told you that you shouldn't have counted them out. Then they'll lose to the Eagles. They'll lose to the Chiefs. They'll lose to the Lions. And their season will be over.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. But like I said, I want to maintain my focus and worry about, you know, this weekend, because this weekend, like I wrote it down, starts with the Green Bay Packers.
But really, it's not this weekend, though. That game's on Monday.
Hold on. He wrote it down.
I also wrote this down, too. There's no easy way out.
Sure.
No shortcut home. So it starts with this week, though.
Like, Thank you.
A million people chanting my name. That sounds great. That's what you call delusional. When you spin that, like something like that, into something positive.
Oh, man. That's a great toy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's great.
It really is. It really is awesome. All right, let's go to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Cheerio.
Jay.
Professional flip-flopper, man. Mm-hmm. Make up your mind.
I haven't heard Jay in a while, man.
What are we making our mind up about?
Sitting there, every time you say, go to the division over, then we lose a couple games, they'll never win again. Make up your mind. Three weeks ago, you were saying Jalen couldn't do this.
Who said they'll never win a game?
Hold on a second. Make up your mind,
No, there's nuance to the conversation, Jay. There's nuance.
There's always nuance whenever you want to think you want to be right.
I am right.
Whatever
I mean,
say,
it's not think. I am right. The division is over, Jay. Do you disagree? Do you disagree?
Yeah, last time you said that about them bums, they got swept in New York.
No. Yeah. Mm. And then what happened?
They won the division.
And they lost again. They choked again.
No, Jay. Don't change the story. They won the division by 12 games.
Yeah, they won it. Then they only did that to play another three games.
Sure, but that wasn't the conversation. I mean,
let's talk about your buddy.
Who's my buddy?
Oh, regular season Josh Allen.
He played a great game.
He 5-1 against Mahomes and the Chiefs in the regular season.
Didn't they win?
That won the playoffs yesterday, wasn't it?
So you're knocking him because yesterday was November 2nd?
Because he won.
No, because then when the playoffs come, he had a defense. His defense ain't sure. So his defense showed up yesterday, right?
Did, yeah. They played really well.
Oh, okay. So now it's the regular season, but it ain't got nothing to do with it when the playoffs come, right?
What is this?
Do you think he played well yesterday?
It was regular season. Of course he played well.
Yeah.
It wasn't the playoffs.
Well, he does play well in the playoffs. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah, but he loses to Mahomes every time. Mm-hmm. And why is it we always play well against Mahomes?
Well, we don't. He torched us the Super Bowl 2 years ago, Jay. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, Russ. Did you see that, Russ?
The ref lost the game?
Man they had on there?
Yeah, sure.
And how they watered down the old man. Where that old man that watered down the field?
I don't know what happened to him.
I think
Goodell got rid of him. I think he's out.
Dude, I need a favor, man.
What you got?
We got to get an intervention for Ike, man. We got to bring him back, man.
Intervention for Ike? What happened?
Delegation, man. This 5:30 creed, everything.
Oh.
Then last week he was talking about the whitest song ever you heard and everything. He's sitting there naming stuff.
There's a lot of white songs, back, to be fair, man. Yeah.
Listen, I just talked to Ike last week.
I
don't think he's gone the way he's still. He's still
yeah, he's gone, man. Messing with
oh, no, not the
man.
Delegation.
He's gone. And Ike, I know you hear this. you gotta come back, man.
My dog ain't going nowhere, man. Ike, all right, man.
we gotta get him back, man.
Well, sounds like a poll question. Is Ike still part of the delegation? Yes, all right, Jay. Yes. Appreciate it.
Yes. No, I think I'm gonna leave that to them.
Yeah. No, I didn't say our poll question. That's their poll question. Well, they do talk about the delegation all the time. Yeah, that's part of the show.
They do. No, Ike's good.
That's up to them.
Yeah.
I'm out of that.
I did enjoy the conversation of the whitest songs you could play at a wedding. Yeah. I mean, there are so many white songs at weddings.
I missed that conversation.
Yeah.
What were some of the choices?
Some Earth, Wind, and Fire was in there. I mean, huge thing of white songs.
It all depends on which Earth, Wind, and Fire song you're playing.
Right, but if I gave you...
Well, like September, though.
Yeah, right. Like,
because the one that everybody knows. Yeah. I was thinking, I didn't say it, but that's the one I was thinking.
It's okay. You can say it.
Yeah, I was thinking that's the one.
Kyle and I won't be upset. White people get it. It happens. All right,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Let's check in with Big V, and then we'll go to you people here. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man.
What's up?
What's going on?
You, man. What's up, man? Why are they coming for your job, brother?
I don't know, man. That's what they do.
Fire!
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 I ain't getting nothing to just try to be a sage with these people.
Well, we can't control the people. That's what the people say what they say. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but
Joe, have you considered the fact if you fire Hugh, you have no star power and you're all
no,
there
no.
alone?
I'm not, I don't want Hugh fired. I'm just the people are speaking.
Joe will hold it down. He can hold
Kyle
it down.
And I don't want Hugh to go anywhere, no. But we can't shut the people up. And what are we supposed to do?
The cries are very loud. You've heard
definitely loud.
Yeah. But listen, I was a little bit on the fence. But, Joe, you are absolutely correct. And Hugh's correct, too. I mean, the trajectory right now states that you can pretty much give it to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Well, Big V, you see it. I mean, you don't need a however. The division is over. Just stay with me. Walk with me. Raise the banner,
you
Big
say,
V.
Walk with me.
I love to raise the banner with you, but I like to be, you know, optimistic because any given Sunday, anything can happen. Just like last Sunday, these top quarterbacks are injured, you know, they're losing games, you know, and I don't want to put that on us. If we continue on with our trajectory, everybody being healthy, everybody stepping up their game, the offensive and defensive lines are both playing very physical.
Yep.
You know, Jalen is doing Jalen, moving that ball. Doing Jalen things. And Saquon, you know, finds his cape and get that Superman leap reverse over people. I think, give it to us. Because remember, I am the first person to say that Howie and Jeffrey put together a dynasty. And I want that to happen.
Well, and if they win the division and get a high seed, we got a better chance if it happens. See, Big V, you agree with me. You're just afraid to say it. I think he said he was optimistic. It sounds pessimistic, the idea of worrying about injuries and all that kind of stuff. I mean, let's be real here. Can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Well, who knew you people were all Auburn football fans?
Is that right? Oh, yeah, definitely. I can see that. I can't stand them people sometimes.
So good. Fire! That's you people every day.
You gotta
yes, I do. Get ready, buddy. Get ready. Bald guy is being ridiculous.
That's Evergreen.
Again, we don't know who you're talking about when you just say bald guy.
That's pretty Evergreen.
I mean, it could be for either of us each day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pretend it was about Hugh. For anything he said today.
Yeah, it was pretty
probably
ridiculous.
About me, but I'll pretend.
I was pretty ridiculous.
Yep. Speaking of, the combined forehead size on the show would rival any in America. It's probably true.
You got big foreheads?
I don't have a big forehead. I don't think
Well, I mean, you've extended it artificially by coming on home. So
no,
is Joe.
I'm going to go ahead and get this serum. I'm going to call somebody.
Are you worried about these potential side effects of a new serum?
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to wait a couple weeks.
You're just going to be the guinea pig.
I'm going to wait a couple weeks.
This guy's going to turn pink.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait and get some of that hair next week. Get some of that newfangled hair.
Has Joe not learned his lesson doing this with the Phillies?
See guys, usually you learn your lesson when things go wrong. That's not what has happened in either time.
The Phillies did win the division two years in a row.
I think.
And Joe called it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to let it be.
Have they not learned their lesson?
I don't think anyone understands. When I say the division is over and the Phillies don't win the World Series, I didn't ever say they were going to win the World Series. The idea was the division. This is about the division.
You did say division.
Yeah, but that's, I jinxed them apparently.
I join you, but I don't trust Kyle Quinn.
That's fair.
I'm not sure what I did.
Yeah, but it's fair. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Kyle is trash. I disagree.
That is strong.
I mean, trash is, come on.
There's no reason for that.
I could be a clown. I'm goofy. Yeah.
Yep.
I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Trash is, come on, man.
Yeah, that's powerful.
We're all good. Yep. The only thing I'm guaranteeing is that Hugh is going to be surrounded by, Hugh's house is going to be surrounded by PETA when he gets home.
PETA. Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Yeah, that poor owl. Again, Hugh didn't hurt an owl, everyone. If you just caught part
of it. But see, it's too late now when you asked me. I knew that.
Yep.
You didn't have to respond that way.
Well, you asked me, and I responded in the way that I would have handled it. Because I would have, my thing is, I would have probably got tired of the 70-something messages and people yelling and screaming. So I would have just, you know.
Took care of it.
Yeah, and then I would have went to jail. And paid that $5,000 fine.
So somebody summed up the show today, or just the show in general. Mm-hmm. Jillio, the division is over. Kyle, Hugh Douglas is a Cowboys fan. Hugh Douglas, owls are that dude.
in a nutshell.
That's about right.
That's exactly how the show went today.
Just like those three lines, we just extrapolate them for 4 hours.
And you talking about, he went on an entire rant about giving our Thanksgiving back.
You know what? I got to be honest. I didn't see that rant coming.
Mm-mm.
You were really cooking with the take it day by day.
Yeah, we lost Thanksgiving.
I got him fired up, brick by brick, the Rocky music, and then,
all of a sudden, we lost
Thanksgiving. Retail workers took a shot.
You never told us why you were wandering around the store for 20 minutes yesterday. What were you trying to find?
I was trying to find...
Was it like the Cabela's thing all over again?
No, I was trying to find... A skin tag cream. Skin tag remover.
Okay.
And I kept... And so I'm wandering around the store, and they didn't want to help me. And I was like, dog. I don't know what it is. And I'm like, dog, you work here.
And thus began Hugh's assault against retail workers.
Well, no, it's just like... My thing is, like, listen, I understand we are in tough times. No question about that. But... At least make the day a little easier by doing a job that you enjoy doing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do they enjoy doing it, though?
Well, no. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Because it's like you're mad. Like, you're there, and you're mad when people ask you for assistance. I don't understand that. Like, that's kind of like you're there all day. You know better than I do where stuff is.
You should. I mean, that's your job.
They don't enjoy going to work.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't be mad. Well, don't be mad. I don't understand that.
Yep. It did remind me of the Cabela's incident when you just walked around.
Cabela's is overwhelming. Truly.
Hugh must have had a really good Friday with that wig if he's talking about getting work done.
Yeah, I like the look with the hair. Might go ahead and run that thing back.
I think it'd be amazing content for the show if you got work done.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
facelift.
The face.
Doc, give me the Tony Romo.
He'd be like, pull that skin back.
Yeah, I liked Hugh better when he was Madea.
That was funny.
Madea kind of hurt when it first happened on Friday.
Bravo.
Oh, man.
Madea got bread, though. Mm-hmm. Madea made a lot of money dressing. He made a lot of money dressing him like a woman.
Yep. Here goes Hugh again. Sick of this clown. Always throwing cold water on the Eagles. That's tough.
Yeah, that's strong.
Clown is tough, man.
Yeah, that hurts.
That's strong. That hurt my feelings.
You know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I'm starting to think Hugh shouldn't be.
I am entitled to my opinion. I'm going to.
You are, buddy. Yep. And last thing real quick. Somebody wanted us to revisit this sound that we got from our buddy Dom, his phone call today.
Okay.
It was really weird.
Do we ignore what Sam Darnold is doing? I mean, Sam Darnold looks like one of the best.
What was that?
What was that noise?
That was crazy.
Was that a giggle? Was he laughing at the idea of ignore what Sam Darnold is doing? I mean, Sam Darnold looks like one of the best.
What was that?
What was that noise?
Yeah, that sounds good.
What do we like better that we discovered today? The Romo sound or Fire Hugh? Because they're both going to get
fire.
I kind of like Fire Hugh.
It's just so loud. I mean, it's as good. I mean, I think it got the guy fired. I don't know what the guy's record is. It could have been good, but
the power of your voice matters, people.
I mean, that was strong. All right, let's quickly grab Violet in Virginia before we say goodbye today. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, Violet. What's
how
up?
How you doing?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to chime in and say hey. And, oh, my God, what a great series. I mean, of course, I was going for Toronto because, you know, they had some ex-Phillies players and I have to say, I felt like I was watching the Phillies, though, that last game.
Oh, the base running, the defense. Yeah, Violet, I felt the same. Like, the Phillies, like, infiltrated the Blue Jays for a couple days.
I was dying. I was like, what is going on here?
It was rough. It was a great series, but it was a rough ending, for sure, for the Blue Jays.
And yeah, you're probably right about the Eagles taking it, but I just don't want to jinx them, so, you know. Let's just see how things play out. But
including tonight. Violet, we appreciate it. We have to run here. Hugh, what do you got tonight? Your Cowboys or the Cardinals?
I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's a
case. I feel like it's
It's
a Cowboy night.
I would, too, if I had your take.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cowboys.
It's probably a Cowboy night. All right, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Monday afternoon show is next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.